With this episode being about what does it look like? What is feeding? We're going to call this, what does feeding your passion look like? Or what does it look like for me? When it comes to feeding my passion, I think everything I do feeds my passion. Everything. I'll say a big thing that feeds my passion is just learning. Losing. learning. All jokes aside. Learning. Like learning as I go. For me, when it comes to the game plan that I have for King Kishi, there is no game plan. There is no game plan even for the Prime Feeling podcast as of right now. But we're working on something. But at least my inner imaginary intangible game plan that I have is, hey, I want to at least keep doing this thing right now. That's enough to keep me going. I'm passionate about this stuff. I enjoy this stuff more than just actually working, like doing an actual job. I really do. I just have a passion for this stuff. The ways I try to feed my passion, whenever I post a video and it doesn't get the views I wanted, or it doesn't get the likes I wanted, it doesn't get the comments I wanted, I just try to learn from it. I try to focus on something tangible. And that's kind of what's getting me through right now, feeding my passion as a smaller YouTuber, is the fact that I enjoy this stuff and I'm trying to focus on certain smart goals. Right now, I'm really trying to get better about how I communicate in my videos and anything else. Learning from the losses, having a game plan, being committed, being accountable, and trying to have something tangible you can hold on. I feel like it's more so applicable to smaller YouTubers. You have to know what your strengths and your weaknesses are, or what you believe are your strengths and weaknesses. And it's good to get feedback from other people that you trust, opinions that you trust, that if you ask for feedback, they're going to give you the honest feedback that you need. For me personally, I'm really trying to just get better at communicating. That's it. I really, really am. Because I think that goes a long way. And I feel like the more and more you learn, that's another thing. Keep learning. Be open to learning. And obviously, that goes in line with if you feel like you took an L from not getting the views you wanted or the likes or engagement you wanted, find something to learn from that, but then also have something you tangibly know you got to get better at. That's why I say, for me, communicating, I don't think I'm the best communicator whatsoever. And if y'all have been enjoying how I communicate in my videos, thank you. It is really appreciated. But that's how I kind of look at it when it comes to my communication style. I used to communicate in my videos back in the day when it came to like my gaming videos. It was kind of hard, low key, because part of me is like, I'm going to talk about what's going on in Hogwarts Legacy. That's another game I got to finish. I got like a whole trilogy of games I got to finish. Well, not a trilogy, but you could call it part of the trilogy for sure. The first game I think I completed was Gotham Knights. But back to what I was saying, when it comes to the whole communication thing for me, I just know it's something I have to get better about. I really, really, really have to get better about communicating, because I think in the long run, I think people still value how someone talks in a video. I think people still value how someone presents themselves in a YouTube video or a video in general. And for me, that's kind of the thing I'm working on right now. That's my personal, I feel exposed even saying that, but I've gotten better at communicating about that. Cause I used to be like, I just told these guys I need to get better at communicating. Oh gosh. Now they're going to be watching me and having all these judgments, and I'm going to have to really, really do good. It's like, no, fuck that shit. I'm sorry. I had to say that because I had to break out of it, because I'm going into my shell when I say that, because I don't want to expose myself. But that's what I'm trying to work on. Fuck that shit. Forget about it. I don't care if you feel like you're not the best communicator. I don't care if you feel like you're not the best gamer. I don't care. If you want to get better at something and you want to, keyword, you want to get better at it, or you have to get better at it to be able to feed that passion, to grow your channel, whatever, do that. Whatever makes the most sense for you. And for me, that's what I'm doing right now. Obviously, we're just going to focus on getting better about communicating, but I'm going to be digging my nose and just having my hair and just freaking having food stains on my t-shirt in the video or whatever. Like, no, we're not doing all that. It's that one thing that I'm focusing on, but I also know that's like the circle. And then there's the circle around that circle that's like, here are all the things that kind of help impact that in a positive way. And overall, how I truly believe it'll impact Kinkishi. Don't let the fact that you have some weaknesses that may be somewhat of an insecurity for you hurt you. Figure out a way to make it your strength. Figure out a way to not let it have any sort of hold on you. And if you're kind of stuck on, damn, I got multiple weaknesses, what can I do to improve upon this and that? I say maybe make a list. Like I said earlier, if I didn't say it earlier already, get your feedback from someone that you trust. Shoot, if you want me to give you feedback, send me your video. I'll watch it and I'll give you a review, honestly. Ain't no services or nothing. If you want me to watch your video just out of curiosity, I'll watch it and I'll give. I ain't no vidIQ though. I ain't no vidIQ. But like, if you want some feedback, feel free, honestly. I'm no channel reviewer whatsoever, but if you want some feedback from me, feel free to do it. Feel free. Because I'm helping myself in doing and having this podcast and just continuing to keep going in this journey. But I do want to be able to help y'all out too, if I can, honestly. No expert, but I know some things. One thing I will say about myself is I know some things and I'm very observant, and I'm not going to say I'm an expert on anything, but there's just certain things I know about myself that I just need to be able to feed, aka feed your passion. You feel me? You're going to create that slogan, honestly. I think that those are some high level ways that I think I try to feed my passion in order to just keep going and learn as I go. Another key thing, learn as you go. There's mistakes that I know I'm probably going to make even in this episode, and that I have made, but I'm not going to let it set me back. I'm not. Just keep going. Keep your faith. Believe in yourself. Be confident. Keep learning. Keep learning so that eventually confidence doesn't matter. My bad. I hit the mic. I don't know if y'all heard that or not. But confidence does matter, but the work also matters too. Talent is cool, but what's talent if you're not really utilizing it? That's all I gotta say. But yeah, I do believe that is what it looks like to feed your passion to a certain degree at a high level. I would love to do a more in-depth discussion on a different episode. And yeah, if you guys are listening on YouTube, feel free to like, comment, and subscribe if you've been enjoying all of this stuff. Feel free to follow on my socials. Feel free to follow me on Twitch if you guys are looking for any streaming. I'm streaming Spider-Man 2 right now. I think I'm still going to be streaming Spider-Man 2 when this episode comes out. And if not, if I just finished it, go back, rewatch it. I got a whole playthrough playlist for that. Y'all take care. Feed your passion. Peace. Blessings. Much love, y'all.